AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 300 U.S. citizens trade quarantine on a cruise ship in Japan's Yokohama Harbor for quarantine in the U.S. Dr. Michael Wadman, an emergency medicine physician, University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha.
They were very tired after the long travel, but their spirits were high. They were very grateful. Once they got on the buses and they're on their way here, we're talking with each other and with us, and we're very, I think, very upbeat and glad to be here.
14 of the people have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus and will be treated at the University Hospital. Rest will be held in quarantine at several military bases. Two houses tumbled down a bluff over the Tennessee River, while many others have been swamped to their rooftops. Entire neighborhoods disappeared in muddy water below the Tennessee Valley Authority's Pickwick Reservoir. Heavy rain causing heavy flooding in the Jackson, Mississippi area. Hundreds of homes flooded. Governor Tate Reeves.
If, in fact, the current projections of having crested are accurate, please know that we do expect the water to recede relatively quickly over the next 2 to 3 days.
NATO countries warned against allowing a Chinese telecommunication company to develop their next-generation cellular networks.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Brussels, Belgium, addressing NATO allies, is urging them to stay away from next-gen cellular networks created by Huawei, warning that the company is essentially an arm of the Chinese government.
You cannot sell the privacy of the people of your country down the river. As I said before, it's like having state police, right, the Chinese state police, right in your pocket.
The Trump administration has also raised security concerns about Huawei. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Pier 1 files for bankruptcy protection.
Online retailers like Wayfair and Amazon have provided tough competition for Pier 1. Last month, it announced 450 stores would be closing. Pier 1 was founded in 1962 in California, where it made a name selling incense, beanbag chairs, and love beads. The selection has changed. In a 2018 presentation to investors, the company acknowledged shoppers thought its selection of home goods, chairs, and pillows is outdated and expensive. Steps were taken to streamline merchandise, improve online sales, and bring in younger customers. It's been an uphill climb. Pier 1 says it will pursue a sale. I'm Ed Donahue.
Amazon founder, Washington Post owner, the world's richest person, Jeff Bezos, pledges $10 billion of his own money to fund efforts to fight climate change, using the money as grants for research, activists, and nonprofits. Amazon itself uses fossil fuels to power planes, trucks, and vans to ship billions of items around the world. I'm Tim McGuire.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.